Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tyre Power, get 4 for $3 on Kumho passenger and SUV tyres. Your trusted tyre experts. That's Tyre Power.
Mourn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Let's go! 8:09 on this Thursday. We are live in SEN SA Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. We'll catch up with Michelangelo Rucci from Kimbo and the Rooch very soon. He's going to have a chat about the Crows' strategy regarding their appeal for Shane McAdam's 3-game suspension. Bix, plenty still to come on the show. I want you to have a think about who needs to pull their socks up, but this is something we like to do thanks to Ray White North Adelaide. Real estate is a team sport. Let's get into it.
Well, folks, today's your lucky day.
This individual wants to buy you today.
They know something. I can feel it.
Let's get in on it.
Sell. All right, so this is Buy, Rent and Sell Bix alongside Rachel Laurie and Ray White, North Adelaide. They support local charities and sports clubs because real estate's a team sport. Speaking of which, we do a mindset series. We had a chat with Gemma Barsby from the Scorpions yesterday. If you want to have a listen to that, it is on the podcast. So let's go straight away. Number one, the bump. Mark Bickley, what are you doing?
I'm selling the bump because there's not much left of it, really, is there? We've heard all the coaches talk about it where they're instructing their players, don't run through blokes, just tackle them instead. It makes more sense. So that is on the out.
The Crows appeal.
I'm also selling that. I don't know what they're going to appeal. They're trying to get it down from severe impact to high impact, I suspect. But the fact of the appeal process, you've got to introduce new information or something that wasn't available at the original hearing. So I'm just not sure how they were going to introduce something out of thin air. So we'll wait with bated breath. I hope they can, but I'm not holding my breath.
The ODI and T20 World Cups.
I'm going to rent that. It's not an absolute sell because the World Cup, the 50-over World Cup, is really the only time 50-over cricket sort of commands centre stage, really. And it's got a rich history, particularly here in Australia, and there's been some amazing tournaments. And it just does generally throw up some results and some great games. So it's not what it used to be, but it still has some relevancy in my eyes.
Can I jump in very quickly? I know this is your segment.
No, it's our segment.
There's too many with short gaps in between. So we are just coming off the back of, at the end of last year, England winning the T20 World Cup at the MCG, and now they look forward to next year when there's another World Cup and there's a 50-over World Cup. I used to get excited, and even with the FIFA World Cup, in a few years' time we build up, or with an Olympics, the four-year window. I just feel there's too much.
But I think isn't the 50-over World Cup, it's every 4 years, but it was compressed because it got pushed back a year. So it's a bit like the Olympics. It will come around quickly, I'm sure. But anyway, let's persevere.
Buy, rent, sell Port Adelaide this weekend.
I think it's a buy. I'm looking at their team. I got a text message saying, interested to know your opinion on who will be dropped to allow Boak back in the side. Now, it's very, very difficult when you look through the team. That's McKenzie's out with an ankle. They'll probably bring another defender in. But I think Port Adelaide are really well placed. They had a great game last week. I wouldn't be rushing Travis Boak back in. So that says something about where Port Adelaide are at. They are well balanced. No need to rush a star like Boak back in. And I'm a buy on Port Adelaide.
Adelaide this weekend.
I'm a buy on Adelaide as well. I saw last week the impact the crowd had on Port Adelaide, who were just plugging away in their practice matches. We've heard a number of players talk about the electricity of playing in front of a big crowd. I think Adelaide have a number of young players. They've got Isaac Rankin, who's not accustomed or used to playing in front of big crowds. I think what will happen is when they get it out there on their home deck, they will grow an extra leg because of the excitement that is generated from the atmosphere at Adelaide Oval.
And finally, in buy, rent, sell, these comments from Isaac Smith.
I've always
said even before I got a premiership with Geelong that if you're a premiership player, you should fall into the father-son realm because once that happens, you're forever connected to an organisation. And
yeah, look, it's a romantic idea, but I'm going to disagree with Isaac. I think part of the father-son rule, or all of the father-son rule, is great, but it has to have an element of fairness about it. And the fairness is that if you're good enough to play 100 games at AFL level, your son, or I assume your daughter, is eligible to play for your football club. If Hawthorn, through the 80s and 90s, win 5 or 6 or 7 flags, and that means there's an extra 40 players who instantly qualify that may not have, then they could. That's a huge leg up going forward in 20 years' time. And I just think it takes out the element of fairness, and it disadvantages a team like St Kilda, who just have access, or Frio, who won't have access to a lot of talent that maybe the Hawthorns and the Geelongs of this world will have.
Before we head to the news, we are here thanks to Tyre Power. Selected Falcon tyres at 25% off. We have the headliner that we wanted to talk about. This is where we will indicate what headline is going to be front and back page of the paper over the weekend and, of course, on all of the socials. I had a good weekend last weekend, Bix. I was really good.
You nailed it. Yeah, you nailed it. Lionheart.
Really impressed with
Ross
that.
Lyon. Okay. Well, since you were so good, you kick us off.
Okay. There's been a few games that I've had a look at which could have creative headlines, and I feel that St Kilda beating Fremantle was a bit of an upset because Frio were finals bound last year and really competitive under Justin Longmuir, and then Ross Lyon comes in. St Kilda have about 47 injured players, but they still get the job done. So I'm going to go away from an upset.
Yep.
And this is what I feel. We're integrating one of, if not the greatest movies of all time. Oh, actually, you know what? The greatest movie of all time. I'm just going to say it.
In your opinion?
No, it's a fact. alongside a match which is taking place at Marvel Stadium on Sunday at 2:50 between Essendon and the Gold Coast Suns. So I believe Essendon will hold on to their spot at the top of the AFL ladder, and the headline will read, "Great Scott! Brad Scott, 2-0, reinvigorated Essendon, and they've beaten the Gold Coast Suns, who aren't that great anyway, but you know what? It still makes a good headline."
It's sort of got another layer, Back to the Future.
Yes.
Going back to 2000 when they won a final.
Back to the Future 2 is the greatest movie of all time, by the way.
So any others that you were thinking of that didn't quite get on the podium?
There were a couple that I was thinking in relation to the black and white when it comes to Collingwood and Port Adelaide.
Yeah, I couldn't get my head around that.
Yeah, it's plain black and white here. Port Adelaide are better.
Yeah, not so black and white.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a couple. Where are you at?
I'm going with this one. I'm going with Licensed to Thill. Riley Thillthorpe dominates on his return. Do you like that? Licensed to Thill?
I do like it.
It's a hard one to say, but in the printed word, I think it could work. And let's hope that Riley does dominate and commands the back page of the Sunday Mail.
He's one of those players that I really hope has a good season because everybody is waiting for him to have one of those. He shows glimpses over the past 2 years. The game in Tasmania where he was incredible. I think it was against Hawthorn.
5 goals in his first game.
Exactly. Everyone's just waiting. But and using Darcy Fogarty as the example, it took Darcy almost 5 years to actually come of age.
And also, the obvious comparison as well is Jamari Ugle-Hagan, who was taken at pick one. Is a similar ilk of player in terms of, you know, a taller, younger player who you take a bit of time to grow into your body. He's still finding his way at the Western Bulldogs, as Riley is here at the Adelaide Football Club. So I don't think there's any doubt. His mindset, his competitiveness, his athleticism, all those attributes will stand him in good stead. So went back, took the news of not being in round one on the chin, went back and was Adelaide's best player in their Sandful match that he played on the weekend. Let's hope that he gets the opportunity.
With the headline, are you going to have an image where Riley's head is photoshopped onto the body of James Bond?
No, it'll just be him, Harry Himmelberg style, standing on someone's shoulders, I would think. Or kicking a goal or thrilling. That's the
Or filling.
Or the play there on.
I know, we get it. We understand. You don't need to mansplain it to us. We
well, I worry about you. You know, like,
what do you mean you worry about me?
You know, like you've had the James Bond. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, my bad.
Yeah, you don't have to like be condescending every show.
No, I'm not condescending. I'm very respectful of your talent.
Oh, that's condescending.
No, it's not.
All right, we are here in SEN SA Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. We are going to go to the news because Bix and I are going to have a fight. So keep on listening. Michelangelo Ritchie next.
Making SEN News this hour. Federal Cabinet are meeting today to discuss...